1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
We're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. A very, very relevant eschatological prophetic subject today, an issue that I believe we need to be aware of. I believe that we need to recognize the hand of God's at work. Listen, this election is perhaps the last free election America will face if we have an election. There are several things that come into play that I'm concerned about. The former head of the CDC, Robert Redford, says that before the end of the before the fall season, that we will, his words, we will have a pandemic. The federal government's already issued $176 million to Moderna to develop a bird flu vaccination. The state of Colorado has already instituted pandemic procedures, wearing a mask, 6-foot separation proposed, and they will be the first ones, in my opinion, to then want to start putting the jab in the arms of its citizens when we've not had a death from bird flu in America. Only 4 cases, but all of a sudden it's going to be a pandemic. All of a sudden, there's talk by Kamala Harris that somehow, some way, she's the savior of America, that you need to elect her. She's done a flip-flop. In fact, she's been called flip-flop Kamala. I call it cackling Kamala, that's lied and lied and lied some more. She said that she was against fracking. Now she says she's for it. She said she wanted to force gun buyback. The federal government come in and say, I'm going to buy your gun. You've got to take it. That's nothing more or less than gun confiscation. She said that she wanted to do something about securing the border, but she could not because of the way Trump had left the border. Well, ladies and gentlemen, listen, during the Trump administration, we had about 2 million for the 4 years, had about 2 million plus that came in illegally across the border. And under the Biden administration, Biden-Harris, and Harris was the czar, if you please, over the border. She was supposed to be the one protecting the border, according to Joe Biden himself. And here's cackling Kamala today that says that the border was secure for all of these 4 years, almost 4 years now, the Biden-Harris administration. And now she said, no, the border's not secure, and it's because Donald Trump left it in such a fashion. The Biden-Harris administration has allowed somewhere between 12 and 15 million illegal invaders come into America. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris said that she would cancel all private insurance coverage. Now she says she didn't say that, that private insurance can be continued. Point that I make, ladies and gentlemen, with the reintroduction of the subject that we're talking about today, is this is important to us, for us to understand that Kamala Harris will lie, she will tell anything, say anything to try to get the attention of the low informational voters, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it. That's exactly what we see. She's going to precincts and areas in the state of Georgia and other of the battleground states trying to get the, with her influence, that she's the savior of America. And ladies and gentlemen, in my most humble opinion, she has no chance whatsoever in any debate, no chance whatsoever. If there is a debate with between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, no chance whatsoever of winning it. And I don't believe there'll be a debate. I personally do not believe that Kamala Harris will be the actual nominee after the Democratic National Committee convention. Now, I may be wrong, could be very wrong, but I believe that there's going to be a knockdown, drag-out calamity taking place there, and a battle over who's going to be fighting for the throne. I still believe, ladies and gentlemen, as a little parenthetical footnote of where we're talking today, I believe that Gavin Newsom, Hillary Clinton, or Michelle Obama will be the real candidate on the ticket for November the 5th. I believe that there'll be another switcheroo as to the real candidate. I believe that Donald Trump right now is pretty wise when there's not anything set for debate. In fact, she is saying if she, Kamala Harris, if there's a debate, that she wants it to be through ABC News, and there could not be a worse setting than having that to take place. Donald Trump is saying if there's debate, it needs to be through Fox News that carries it out. So I don't know which one it will be or if it will be at all. But while we're watching that, while we're listening to that play out, while we're witnessing the, ladies and gentlemen, the felonious, fake, phony Kamala Harris battle, trying to battle for the throne, as I would call it, while we're witnessing and watching that, some of the most important, dramatic, dynamic news is taking place. Every newsreel, every news media around the globe, not just nationally, internationally, but around the globe, talking about the recent strike by Israel into the heart of Iran and wiping out one of Hamas's key leaders. In fact, it is one of the key leaders that basically laughed at 9/11, basically laughed at the slaughter of the Israelis at the October the 7th of last year, when they were terrified and stricken, about 1,200 to 1,400 slain, still about 130 hostages being held in the tunnels in Gaza. And yet we have the Islamic jihadists marching out of streets in America, demanding that Israel cease and desist in its battle to preserve its sovereignty as a nation, disregarding anything about the slaughter of the Israelis on October the 7th and or the most recent attacks coming out of Hezbollah on the northern border in the Golan Heights. Ladies and gentlemen, one writer stated that Israel is facing the battle on a sevenfold front. A sevenfold front. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand, if you don't understand anything outside of this broadcast today, recognize and understand that God is still alive, God's still on the throne, God said it in his word, and God is bringing it about in this moment, and that is that Israel is the central focus of all of the world, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3 in particular. Central focus of all of the world. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Hamas chairman killed in Tehran, Israel is silent. And it goes on to say the chairman of Hamas leadership, the former prime minister of the Palestinian Authority, was killed in an apparent assassination in Tehran, Hamas announced Wednesday morning. And Hamas goes on to attribute this, said the assassination in Tehran at his residence. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied the involvement in the killing. The one that led the Hamas forces in Gaza Strip from 2014 to 2017, going on into exile, has lived in Qatar until his assassination, using the Gulf States as his center of operation for directing the terrorist group's activities. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this one that was just annihilated, this one's just neutralized, along with four others, had been living in one of the major, most expensive hotels in Qatar on the top floor as their residence, directing the operations in Gaza, directing the operations based in Gaza for Hamas and for Hezbollah in Lebanon, and then for the Houthis over in another part, Yemen, another part of the globe, as they all are attacking the little teenancy postage size real estate called Israel. And we find those marching in America saying death to Israel, from the river to the sea, Palestinians shall be free. What they're saying is they want the total annihilation of the little postage stamp Israel, the apple of God's eye. So ladies and gentlemen, what we're witnessing today is God's word coming to fruition. And someone asked just a moment ago, one of our callers said something about Turkey getting involved. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Turkey will get involved. Turkey's already said they're going to get involved, and just as late as yesterday said that they would retaliate against Israel for retaliating against Iran and the key Hamas leader that was holed up in Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, how do I know this is a fact? Because the Word of God in Ezekiel 38 and 39 tells us that it is a fact that shall take place. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that five nations being led by Russia, read that text, two chapters, or one unit of thought, if you will, says that Russia is going to lead Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria into a frontal attack on the nation of Israel. Now, we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, this coming about. We're witnessing this taking place. We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the beginning of the end based on the authority of the Scripture. Now, listen very carefully. This battle that we're talking about, the war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, listen very carefully, is not the Battle of Armageddon. Some theologians have said it's the Battle of Armageddon. It is not. It is the battle that will take place in the place where the Scripture talks about wars and rumors of wars. And that word rumors simply means rumblings, wars and rumblings of wars. You can take a globe, spin the globe, close your eyes and put your finger down on the globe, and just about any place you place your finger, there's some type battle taking place today. It's a global basis of wars and rumblings of wars. But the real battle that's going to take place is where Russia leads the five nations against the little apple of God's eye, the little postage stamp piece of real estate called Israel. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What do you say? What are your thoughts? I'm looking at a headline that says, Russia sends escalation warnings after death of the Hamas chief leader by Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, Russia is now rattling the saber and threatening Israel for protecting itself. Erdogan in Turkey rattling the sabers, threatening Israel. And at the same time, America is silent. America does not really know supposedly what's happened. Looking at the headline, military officials say no U.S. involvement in the strike of senior Hamas leader in Tehran. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, listen, could not confirm suspicion that Israel is behind the assassination of the Hamas leader. A U.S. military official tells Fox News that American military had no involvement in the assassination of the Hamas leader. It remains unclear if the U.S. had learned of the operation before the Hamas leader died in an airstrike on his residence in Tehran Wednesday. After attending the inauguration of the country's new president, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin could not confirm if Israel was behind the strike or military intelligence had warned of its happening. Quote, this is Lloyd Austin, chief honcho for our military in America. I don't have anything for you on that subject. And we certainly have heard the reporting, but I don't have any additional information. He added that the U.S. government would seek to ease tensions, but that it would come to Israel's defense if the Jewish state is attacked. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jewish state's been under attack since it was formed as a nation. And we have every other president of the United States of America. We as a nation, as an American, we have stood with Israel. We've stood staunchly with Israel. But right now, under the leadership of the Oval Office, Sleepy Joe Biden, which is simply a lame duck president as it stands, he was already a lame duck. Now he's identified as a lame duck president. And our global enemies know that. And ladies and gentlemen, right at this very moment, America is no longer a staunch supporter of Israel. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that billions of dollars worth of ammunition that Israel needed and had been purchasing from America, that Joe Biden, by fiat, has simply refused to ship the ammunition that they need? So you might ask the question, can Israel survive? Will Israel be annihilated? What will be the end result? Israel will not be annihilated. I believe it will reach the crescendo based on the authority of the Scripture. It will reach the crescendo. It will reach the level that it will seem as though Israel will be annihilated when that is the very eschatological prophetic trigger that the Lord Jesus Christ will then return and do battle, Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 through 21, do battle with the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, the false prophet, and will slay them with the sword of his mouth, the scripture says. That is literally with the spoken word. I believe that based on the authority of Zechariah chapter 12, verses 7 and following, I believe that it will get to the point where it will seem as though Israel is going to be annihilated, that they will recognize Yeshua Messiah as Savior, will receive him as Savior and as Lord. And the scripture says in Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, that all of Israel shall be saved. Does that mean all of Israel will receive Christ? No. The ALL is in the closing days of the days of the 7 years of tribulation, when Israel, the majority of Israel, Israelis, the Jewish people, will have been destroyed by the Antichrist, and the minuscule remains will be considered all of Israel. Now that's a good prophetic thumbnail sketch of where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm looking at Khomeini. Call him cockamamie, but anyway, says that Iran will punish the Zionist regime to avenge the Hamas leader's death. Israel braces for a major attack. This reads, Iranian Supreme Leader said on Wednesday that Tehran views it as a duty to avenge the killing of the Hamas leader. The criminal and terrorist Zionist regime, they're calling Israel, murdered our beloved guest inside our home and made us mournful, but it paved the way for a harsh punishment to be imposed against Israel. The newly inaugurated Iranian president also threatened Israel after the attack, saying that we will defend our land and make Israel regret their actions. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. We're witnessing the coalition of and the coming together of these five nations that's spoken of in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia has already said that if Iran needs backup, they will be involved in it. Russia has already made demands since the Ukrainian war, where Russia is trying to take control of Ukraine. Russia has already said to Israel that if you become involved, we're going to come against you. That's because Israel has said several things challenging Russia as they have invaded Ukraine. And so Russia is already on the books, on the record, as making threatening statements to go in and destroy the nation of Israel. Most of the weapons that Russia is using in Ukraine are manufactured and made in Iran. Iran is supplying Russia with munitions to do the battle against Ukraine. So Russia and Iran are bosom buddies, if you please, and also with China. But listen very carefully. Let me give you a little eschatological chronology here. And what we're witnessing today is the building up, the planning, and the coming together of Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the war with Russia leading five nations, and all five of them, ladies and gentlemen, are Islamically controlled. Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. Those five nations. And later, ladies and gentlemen, as the Russian war with these five nations start to winding down or building up, if you please, it will lead into the Battle of Armageddon. During the Battle of Armageddon, according to Daniel chapter 11, about verse 36 through about verse 45, you find that the Antichrist, spoken of in Revelation 13, the Antichrist, also identified in Daniel chapter 11, will hear rumors, rumblings from the east. And that is when China becomes involved in the last days of the Battle of Armageddon. And they will have a 200 million man army, according to Revelation chapter 9, a 200 million man army that will come against the nation of Israel. And that's the only thing that frightens the Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through 45. So what I'm wanting us to understand today, ladies and gentlemen, it should be an exciting time for every child of God. You say, why should it be exciting when we see these things taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, because right now, we should rejoice in knowing that God is in control. As Christians, we should rejoice in the ability and the opportunity to witness God's hand and God's word being fulfilled. We should be prepared. We should be saved. We should stop looking for the signs, as I say, and start listening for the sound, because when the last trumpet sounds, we're up and out of here according to the word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear in Matthew chapter 24. We see the signs. False teachers will be plentiful. The scripture says in verse 5, there will be wars and rumors of wars around the world in verse 6. The nation shall rise against nation. That is the word ethnos. That is races of people, different ethnic groups will be against. And that's what we're seeing taking place today, being pushed and promulgated by the Harris-Biden administration and also by the previous one, Obama. The Bible says famine and diseases will be prevalent. We find that today, ladies and gentlemen, around the world. The 12 to 15 million illegal invaders that Biden has allowed to come in right now, bringing diseases and pestilences into America that we thought were already cured and we had not seen for years and years and years. Christian persecution and prosecution is on the horizon today, and it is escalated today more than ever other any other time in the history of American Christianity. And that's foretold, ladies and gentlemen, prophesied in Matthew chapter 24, verses 7, 8, and 9. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 24:12 tells us that lawlessness shall prevail. And today the political landscape is rife with total, complete lawlessness, especially seen in the Biden administration and Joe Biden having total disregard for our Constitution, for our Bill of Rights, and for the rule of the Supreme Court. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the Word of God leaping off the pages and coming to fruition. I'm looking at a headline that says, Khomeini says, Iran will punish the Zionist regime to avenge the death of the Hamas leader. Israel braces for a major attack. This is dated July the 31st. Iranian Supreme Leader said on Wednesday that Tehran views it as the duty to avenge the killing of the Hamas leader in their capital. Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman said on Wednesday that the blood of their Hamas leader will never be wasted. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to the words, and we need to believe them. We're listening to the words of the Islamic jihadists rising up and making the statement. By the way, they say that death to Israel. They're also saying death to America. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the intention to come against the United States of America. It is a fact of the scripture, and we need to recognize it and believe it. But ladies and gentlemen, this another article reads, extensive network standing report warns Hamas terrorists are now threatening the United States of America. Dated July the 30th, a stunning new report by the former federal counterterrorism expert warns that not only is Hamas now a threat to the United States, it already runs an extensive network of supporters already inside the United States with links to the jihadist and international Muslim Brotherhood, end quote. In the Washington Times, it is reported that the work of John D. Gondola, a former federal FBI agent, counterterrorism strategist for the Pentagon, studied the global Islamic movement for years, and his new report explains Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood jointly are involved in promoting the Islamic jihadist ideology in America. Hamas, of course, is the terrorist organization that sent brutal thugs into Israel October the 7th, killing often in brutal butchery some 1,200 to 1,400 Israeli citizens. Gondola said that Islamic organizations both are engaged in ideological attacks on American system and pose a major internal security threat for all of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the liar that's the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, I don't believe the man knows how to tell the truth, but he's been basically hedging his bet, and for the past year has said that there's a major attack on the horizon against America. Now, they know that. They've heard the rattling behind the scenes. They know what has taken place in their negotiations behind the scene with the Palestinian jihadist. They know, he knows, ladies and gentlemen, that the Palestinian jihadists that are being negotiated with through the Biden administration, his chief of staff, and others, they are saying one thing to Benjamin Netanyahu, the head of Israel. They're saying altogether different things to the Islamic jihadist, Hamas and Hezbollah and other leaders. And our tax money is still going to the Palestinian organization, Hamas being the ones that receive it, spending the money on trying to annihilate and wipe out and destroy the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today, I believe, the final buildup of the final crescendo of what God has planned for this old world. I believe we're witnessing the revelation, the truth coming to the fruition, and the final days of the prophetic signs that's given to us in the Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 chapters about the Word of God and what God's Word said is going to happen in the last of the last days. Ezekiel 38 and 39, ladies and gentlemen, the players are on the chessboard. The game plan is being set up. We're witnessing today further escalation of the bringing about and the coming to fruition, the battle that shall take place in the last of the last days in which we're living in. It will be a period of 7 years, ladies and gentlemen, during the course of this battle, and it wraps up, winds up, it is completed, and this battle, as this battle wraps up in the days of the tribulation, when the final days will be the battle of Armageddon. Russia will come against Israel. Russia will lead five nations. Iran, we see that happening today. Turkey, we see that happening today. Syria, we already see that taking place. Libya and Germany. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look up, lift up our heads, and recognize that our redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21:28. We need to rejoice as Christians in the realization, the recognition that God is showing his hand, that God's word is authentic, God's word shall come about just as God has said in his word that it would. So we need to rejoice. And ladies and gentlemen, as we see Israel being put into the vise, when it seems as though Israel is going to be annihilated and wiped out, the Lord Jesus Christ shall return in great wonder and victory, and shall slay the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, the enemies of the church, slay them with the sword of his mouth. Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 through 21. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
The final days. I think there's some place too, but I forget where you know. You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Weekdays at 2:30